The particulate is called PM2.5.
PM2.5 is primarily caused by vehicular exhaust. So the idea of trying to minimize the amount of vehicular exhaust that people are exposed to is the goal for, of course, minimizing some of the serious effects of PM2.5, such as diabetes.
Dr. Fred Campbell is an associate professor of medicine at UT Health Science Center in San Antonio. He says it's not clear how the quality of the air we breathe increases our risk for type 2 diabetes, but in a study that looked at 1.7 million U.S. veterans over 8 years, those who lived in areas with higher concentrations of PM2.5 had a much higher risk of developing the disease. The study says in 2016 alone, 150,000 new cases of diabetes in the U.S. were the result of inhaling PM2.5. So, if you're already at risk for type 2 diabetes, what should you do?
Being aware of air quality reports and days in which air quality is particularly bad is important to minimize any of the health effects of air pollution. On the long-term public health policies that substitute other kinds of energy sources, such as electricity.
More electric cars, more hybrid cars, more solar power, and more wind power. Campbell says switching over to these energy sources could significantly reduce the amount of PM2.5 in the air and may reduce the risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Bonnie Petrie, Texas Public Radio News.